Exclusive, Ed Martin, Trump wanted me to do the job, Tom Tillis blocked it over the J6 hoax. By Hannah Knudsen on May 13, 2025. Establishment Senator Tom Tillis, RNC, told Ed Martin that he would let him move through committee, only to change his mind soon after, Martin said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily, explaining that Tillis will have to bear that responsibility moving forward. I respected the process that I was supposed to do go through the Senate. I was surprised that Tom Tillis would say publicly he would back me for any position in the country but D.C., you know, that's what he said. I don't understand that. When I met with him, it was 90 minutes. He clearly has a problem with January 6th. Martin, who was blocked by Tillis to serve as U.S. Attorney, USA, for the District of Columbia, said. He explained that Tillis is someone who bought into what I call the J6 hoax. The J6 hoax is when you believe all the media and all of Liz Cheney's lies about an insurrection instead of recognizing there was some, you know, rioting going on. And when you hit a cop, you should be held accountable. But when you have this massive lie spread, and then offices like mine, the U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C., my predecessor, he targeted American citizens. He put them in jail for years, Martin said. And it turns out the charge was a lie. So people 3 years plus in jail. But Senator Tillis believes the lie of January 6th, the January 6th hoax. So that's what he says the issue was, he said, explaining that he had the votes on the floor of the Senate if the establishment senator would have let it out of committee. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Ed Martin, May 13, 2025. President Trump wanted me to do the job, Tom Tillis blocked it. I think that's he has to bear that responsibility. And then what I would say is I think there's some people in the Senate and in the powerful corridors that didn't want someone like me who would continue to push against corruption, he said, adding that the joke is on them in the end, because Jeanine Pirro cares less about what people think of her than I do. In the end, Martin said voters see what Tillis did, as he actually told him to his face that he would allow the nomination to go forward. We met. At the end of the meeting, he said, basically, I'm going to let you go forward. We'll see where it goes. You don't have my vote yet, but I'm going to let it go forward. And then somehow, in the next couple hours, he changed his mind. And that kind of, to me, that was disrespectful to President Trump. Martin, who now has a powerful new role within the Department of Justice, added. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.